seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Monday morning, you sure look fine.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 14 Americans on charter flights evacuating a quarantine cruise ship in Japan, arriving in California and Texas, are diagnosed with coronavirus.
All 300 passengers will be under quarantine for the next 14 days. As for those passengers with the virus, the State Department explains that these individuals were moved to a specialized containment area on the evacuation aircraft.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. More than 1,100 former Justice Department officials signed a statement calling on Attorney General William Barr to resign over his intervention in the Roger Stone case.
Stone, a confidant of President Trump, was convicted in November of witness tampering and lying to Congress. The U.S. Attorney's Office recommended a 7 to 9 year sentence. President Trump publicly complained about that sentence. The next day, Barr's team at the Justice Department pulled back the sentence, arguing it was too tough.
Fox's David Spunt. America's listening to Fox News.
This morning show proudly presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Forced to Work on President's Day.
Mr. Forced to Work on President's Day.
There you sit in your cubicle of persecution, wondering why your belief system has been mocked and desecrated.
Where is the outrage?
Yes, punching that time clock this morning was like punching Lady Liberty in her giant copper stomach.
Oh, the humanity.
While other Americans are home celebrating in their sleep, you're dancing on the grave of George Washington or Lincoln or someone.
Tread on me now.
So go ahead, climb out of bed and join the other millions of downtrodden patriots forced to renounce their citizenship, set fire to the flag, and report to work on President's Day. Or as your constitution-shredding boss calls it, Monday.
Mr. Forced to Work on President's Day.
Welcome to our studio of persecution.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
On my way into work, there was just enough drizzle to get my windshield wipers going slowly. There's a dense fog advisory covering much of the area this morning. It doesn't include the city of Montgomery, but it starts at the Alabama River and goes northward, so watch for some fog areas. Otherwise, on this President's Day, much of the day will be dry. Yay. But that's a limited yay because showers and thunderstorms come in tonight, especially late tonight, and more Tuesday and Tuesday night. With the high today, I'm saying near 70. We'll say upper 60s to around 70. Low tonight, 58. Tomorrow's high, 74. Cooler on Wednesday with a few spotty showers, I think, maybe more than spotty on Wednesday. But another surge of rain. Oh, my gosh. Wednesday night into Thursday and a cold, miserable rain. How does that sound? With a high of 53 on Thursday and chilly Friday. Right now this morning, chilly Friday sounds good.
I can make that happen.
Right now, this morning, it's cloudy and 52 with drizzle and fog in some areas at 6:07.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
On this President's Day.
That government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Oh, you know, that's so heartwarming.
Yes, it is. Movie phone.
Yeah.
Went away.
Well,
it's been away for a while, hasn't it? Or no?
You said it was in trouble, Jay.
No. That was that was like Movie Pass. Oh. I think is what that was.
Yeah, I think that's dead too.
Yeah, that died a horrible death.
But here's the weird thing about Movie Phone. It's currently valued at $4,300,000.
What?
Yeah.
How?
But it only has one employee.
Oh.
So if you have a company, let's see, AOL. We paid for this, Rich. AOL acquired Movie Phone for $388 million in 1999, and now it's worth less than $10
million. Aged like milk.
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of my stocks in that and buy some Blockbuster stocks.
That's what I would do. I would go after something that's got big upside. And let's see. Rob, we did those. I remember this. It was a couple. Let me see if I still have the bit in the system. Somebody came up with the brilliant idea to come up with rompers for men. No, I don't have rompers. I have Romney bits, but I don't have rompers. I have Ron Burgundy for Dodge.
Ron Burgundy. Keep it classy, San Diego.
Yeah. What else? HQ Trivia. Do you know much about that?
Yeah, it was an app that gave away actual money, and you competed in a live trivia game. I think it was an app on your phone that when you activated it, you'd be in with God knows how many other people twice a day live. They would do questions, and
that's
you would
right.
answer. Yeah.
Kathleen and I played that once.
I had another trivia thing. A trivia. It was a fad for a while, but you would play.
It was shut down Friday anyway.
Okay. It was. It was abruptly shut down.
All right, I'll go to Pokemon.
So, Pokemon.
Pokemon Go.
Pokemon.
Do you remember when I actually downloaded that stupid thing?
I do remember when you actually downloaded that stupid thing.
I was running into walls and stuff.
And then you got the app.
I think I did remove it from my phone. I just wanted to see what the fuss was because it was all over the place.
It's still going on. I mean, it's still going on big, making the money.
Really?
Yeah, that same company has since started a Harry Potter game that has the same sort of situation.
Go to places.
Yeah.
People were looking at their phone. Oh, that was healthy. Looking at their phone, bumping into stuff, out and walking around. And, geez.
It's nice to know that even though it is a holiday, the first thing I saw in my mailbox today was my electric bill.
Yeah, but it's better than what it used to be when you saw that electric bill, right?
Oh, yes. Very much better. Yeah. On President's Day, we do the President's Song. I don't know the actual name of it, but we play it every year, and it very cleverly manages to get...
Every one of them, is Trump in there, or it was recorded before Trump?
This is pre-Trump. I'm not even sure if Obama's in it.
I think pre-Obama.
I think it is. I think Obama is in it. I remember that.
But that is coming up, and we'll have our most electrifying story of the day. And then later on, details on a snake orgy.
What?
Oh, I heard about that.
I never surprised this man.
I know.
They had to shut down traffic because of a snake orgy.
Yeah, if I had came in and said, by the way, I'm now a woman, he'd say, yeah.
I heard about this.
I heard about this.
There's snakes in the middle of the road.
Don't we do it in the middle of the road?
I was going to say, can't they
I didn't know
be in private places?
Isn't that a Beatles song?
Watch the internet?
Why don't we do it in the road?
Just make sure you pay your...
Throw a turtle in there just for safety.
Your internet bill.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. All right, we are at 11 minutes past 6 o'clock here. Our TV topic today, the most unprofessional thing you've done at work.
God, I hope we're not going to mention number one that on that list there. Jesus, Jesus almighty.
I have to look at that list.
No.
I've done forgotten what it was.
Yeah.
I can't recall ever doing anything unprofessional.
Look at number six on that list.
Let's see. Oh, you know what? Let's see.
There's not much of this that we can talk about on Channel 8 and Channel 32.
I don't have anything.
So why did they approve this?
You don't have any? Oh. I can.
Last one I got from him was the music for your alarm.
I can send it to you.
It's, interesting. He
it's
left
the
me
the most
off.
Unprofessional things we've ever done at work.
What does he think about me?
Well, I had to ask for it too. I had to have it forwarded
really?
To me.
So okay, now, so maybe we just never got it.
So now you're going to get a forward.
A forward?
To Jay. There you go. Boom. There it is.
What did he get that I didn't get?
I just sent
did
him
you,
morning TV subject.
The morning TV subject. Did you get that?
Yeah, I have that.
Okay. See, I didn't have that.
I didn't either, so I had to get it.
Which means I have about 28 minutes to come up with something. I mean...
Oh, yeah, number one, that's bad.
look at number six.
Oh, number six was horrible.
Number six. Look, we'll just have to... I don't know what we'll talk about. We'll probably end
up... I can certainly name a couple of things that were unprofessional done to me.
You've done number one.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Oh, well, that was an accident.
A very big accident, but quite funny.
Bubba's done number two. No.
Downstairs. Can't miss it.
You got to be able to spell it before you can use it, Rich. 6:13, here's your local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly hit and run involving a pedestrian. This happened Sunday morning on Interstate 85 between Forest Avenue and South Union Street. Authorities received a call about a body found near the woods. Police determined the woman was hit and killed by a car. A homicide investigation is underway after two people were killed and a third person was injured in Notasulga. The shootings happened Sunday on Alabama Highway 14. The Macon County Sheriff says the shootings are connected to a domestic dispute. And a Selma man is behind bars after allegedly shooting into an apartment building and burning a car. Dallas County DA Michael Jackson says 18-year-old Giorgio Howell is charged with shooting into an occupied building and criminal mischief. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
First, there was Calvin Klein's obsession. Then, Elizabeth Taylor's passion. Now comes an exciting new fragrance inspired by America's number one television star. Introducing Roseanne Barr's Derriere.
Hey, gals. You know, women like you and me are never gonna look like Liz Taylor. So why should we smell like her? Just do what I do. Splash some of this junk on and tell your stud muffin to kiss your derriere.
Imagine how you'll feel with Roseanne Barr's derriere on your face.
Believe me, there's nothing bigger than my derriere.
Derriere. Just look for the huge pink can, new from Estée Lauder.
Mark your calendar for Thursday, March 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center as The Impact presents the Nitty Gritty Nerd Man in concert.
You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars, Mr. Bojangles.
Tickets start at $22 and are available at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets now at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com for the Nitty Gritty Nerd Man at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's our holiday in February. And not just for the sales. The presidents affect me every day. Listen to my tale. I was washing tons of clothes. Water's leaking on the floor. Jefferson is home too late. He's out with the girl next door. Ike Carter sneaking in the back. Past the bushes in the haze. I'd feel more better if I'd tailor. She had to go away. It's a Harding being tough. It will pierce my heart to say Hoover makes me mad. Jefferson is late. He said my Tyler had a flat, a nail poked it in the side. You think you can't get home, but you can, and I'll tell you why. I know the jack's in the trunk, right behind the spare. Garfield around there in the dark, I'm sure you'll find it there. Harrison, you're late again, don't make your mama cry. Arthur, things that you're not telling us, give it the Coolidge try. Eisenhower before bedtime, and I grant you this today. LB jumping in my Ford if Jefferson is late.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right, it's the holiday edition of our most electrifying story of the day, mainly because it's a holiday. There's not a whole lot of stuff to choose from. So let me offer this. Maybe this will be electrifying enough. According to a new study out of the University of British Columbia in Canada, if you're in a long-distance relationship or your significant other is away, you can sleep better by smelling their shirt.
Oh, it's just like dogs. You know, they give, yeah, they do that.
Researchers found that people wear a shirt for 24 hours without deodorant. Mm-hmm. Perfume, cologne, any of that kind of stuff. Then they have those people sitting up at another sleep with those shirts over their pillow, and also had some people sleep with unscented shirts. Got to have a, you know, a test group. They found that the people who got to smell their partner through the night had better sleep quality. They felt more rested and got more than an extra hour of sleep per week.
Yeah, it's a smelly shirt.
The researchers also say that sleeping with your significant other's T-shirt provides the same benefits as taking a sleep aid like melatonin.
Which I do. I take melatonin. Took it last night.
There you go. Melatonin sales are going way down now.
I like the CBD product. SunMed's got a oil tincture, mm-hmm. a couple of drops under the tongue, and it helps.
I do that too. I gave you some CBD doggy treats too.
Yes. I guess our Pod Forward campaign starts today.
It does. We are raising supplies for the River Region Humane Societies. We're including all three of these, by the way. We're including Montgomery, Prattville-Otauga, and the Elmore County Humane Shelter Societies. So we're asking for donations. We're not looking for money. We're looking for supplies that you might have. Or if you're out buying for your pet, why not pick up an extra bag of treats? Or, actually, you know what? Cats are also involved in this.
Oh,
and
sure.
Kitty litter would go a long way, you know, if you've got some of that. Because the shelters need supplies more than they need money. They need these supplies. Today, we're going to be at Lewis Lawn Equipment from 11:30 to 1, taking your donations there. You can go to our website.
I got a lot of stuff.
To find out all the different locations around Montgomery where you can make a donate. We've got locations in Prattville as well. And you can also just come by the radio station. We've got a barrel right there at the front.
I got a bunch of stuff that can be and will be donated.
Yeah, where you can drop off, and it's going to go and help these shelters take care of all of their pets. You got one pet to take care of. They got a lot.
We've been getting BarkBox for like 5-6 years now. And my two little monsters have very tiny mouths, and a lot of the toys are way too big.
Too big.
So yesterday we started...
And the treats, too.
Yeah, we started separating all of the toys they really can. They're cute. And yeah, it's fun when you open up BarkBox and you see what the theme of the month is. But we're going to gather up those. We got some bedding.
Sadly, I have a BarkBox arriving today.
Yeah. Well, no, it won't get there today.
Oh, that's right. Sadly, I have a BarkBox arriving tomorrow.
Those are the kinds of things when you lose a pet, you're just going to bump into them continuously. It's tough. For those of you who...
We'll talk about her.
All right. We'll talk about her. Lewis Lawn, by the way, is... And the people at Lewis Lawn, it's no surprise to me they jumped on board with Paul Ford because that's the kind of people they are. They really care. Every time we have a worthy cause, Lewis Lawn's one of the first to say, set up here, we'll be glad to help out.
And they have done every single one of our Paul Forward campaigns.
Well, that's the big heart of Ginny Lewis, who, you know, kind of has created that business in her mold, because there's a certain type of person that she loves to employ, and they're all part of that. They all have that same level of heart and caring and concern and compassion. And of course, they do carry great product lines at Lewis Lawn, including if you know somebody that doesn't like dealing with gasoline powered motors, because you know, like to pull starters and stuff, the new Ego that they just added to their product line at Lewis Lawn, it's just a starter button. You charge it up and start it. It could not get any easier. And, of course, anything you buy there, they can service there as well. So why not take a look around while you're dropping up stuff for Pod Forward today at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Believe they'll be open at 7 o'clock. And they're open till 5 now because they're back on the summer schedule. And since we'll be there, yeah, they'll be open on President's Day, 626. Timeline with Rich coming up next.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, one good thing this morning, the state workers are off, so we're going to have a smaller volume of cars on the road this morning. But we are already busy in places, like the Wetumpka Highway, Northeast Boulevard at that intersection, Troy Highway, East-South Boulevard, Vaughn Road, Eastern Boulevard. Got a lot of cars on the boulevard at I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up. We've got no accidents into us to pass along to you. We're going to keep you updated all morning long right here. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low, fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to. And right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only $99 at my favorite jewelry store, Marguerite's. Offer good while supplies last. Stop by today. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road, and they're open 7 days a week.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to America's Car Mart in Montgomery and Prattville. Experience what it's like to be treated like family. It's our annual Pod Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WAC.
At 6:30 with the timeline for the 17th of February. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
43rd day of the year, 318 days remain on President's Day. Or as we say in broadcasting, a very, very special day we call Monday. Today is Random Acts of Kindness Day. Here's a random act of kindness. Adopt a dog from the Humane Society, not necessarily a puppy. Give a dog a chance. 1801, Thomas Jefferson is elected third president of the United States. The election constitutes the first peaceful transfer of power from one political party to another in the United States. 1820, the Senate passes the Missouri Compromise in an attempt to deal with the dangerously divisive issue of extending slavery into the Western territories. 1909 on this date. Now, get this. It's 1909, but Geronimo, the 79-year-old Indian chief, had a little bit too much firewater. Fort Sill, Oklahoma, fell off his horse, caught pneumonia, died. But 1909, Geronimo, an Indian. 1933, Newsweek first published. 1947, The Voice of America, VOA, begins broadcasting to Russia with the words, "Hello, this is New York calling." The VOA began its first broadcast. It was America's propaganda campaign during the Soviet Union in the Cold War. 1959, the U.S. launches Vanguard 2. Why is that important to me? Well, it's a satellite carrying meteorological equipment. 1959, we got to see clouds from space. On this date in 66, Nancy Sinatra, number one with "These Boots Are Made for Walking," Frank's eldest daughter, first number one, written by Lee Hazlewood. 1968, Basketball Hall of Fame opened its doors to the public for the first time. It's located in
Providence, Rhode Island.
Springfield, Massachusetts.
I only missed by one.
Yeah, you're close. You're in the right part of the world. On this date in, 48 years ago in 72, a crowd at London's Rainbow Theater heard Pink Floyd play Dark Side of the Moon for the first time. The album was released a year later, stayed on the charts for 303 weeks. That is the longest chart record in Billboard history. Now, our song of the day. And it doesn't, if this doesn't get your engine going on a Monday morning, have someone check your pulse. Rufus and Chaka Khan, 1974. I'll make you wish there were 48 hours in the each day. I got something that, sure enough, will set you on fire. Tell me something good.
You ain't got no kind of feeling inside.
You gotta go to the hook at least here.
I am.
Yeah, we'll let it fade there. It's a good song. Rufus and Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. 1986, Johnson & Johnson announces they will no longer sell over-the-counter medications in capsule form without
following the death of a woman who had taken the cyanide-laced Tylenol capsule. That changed the whole world.
That was unreal. Packaging. That whole time, people were freaking out all over the place.
But packaging changed forever.
Mm-hmm.
6 years ago, in 2014, Jimmy Fallon took over as the new host of The Tonight Show from Studio 6A. No, they're in 6B, I beg your pardon. Up there at Rockefeller.
They took it from Leno, right? Because Leno had taken it from back from Conan. Is that how that worked?
Right, yeah. But Leno did it in Los Angeles, and Jimmy wanted the original Tonight Show studio, which is 6B at Rockefeller Center. Birthdays, popular singer Ed Sheeran is only 29. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is 39. We met him first in Third Rock from the Sun. Paris Hilton is 39 today. Actor Jerry O'Connell is 46. We first met him in Stand By Me, but he was also Jerry Maguire. Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day is 48. Michael Jordan is filthy rich at 57. Larry the Cable Guy is 57. Lou Diamond Phillips is 58. Dead or alive, Jim Brown.
The football player?
Yeah.
Alive.
He's alive.
He is alive at 84, a former of Browns legend.
Wow.
Dead or alive, Hal Holbrook.
Dead.
He is alive at 95.
Whoa!
Oh, we were misinformed, Jay.
I really thought he was dead.
Yeah, so did I.
But he...
He's 95?
95 today. The first MLB preseason baseball game, 4 days away. A sign of spring. 19 days till the time change, 31 days till spring, 43 days till the Max Capital City Classic baseball game at Riverwalk Park in Montgomery, and Easter is in 55 days. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. This afternoon, a happy hour. I will have the all the news we can bring from the Enquirer, which arrived over the weekend. And there's this whole photo montage of Kirk Douglas and in his later years. And it was really sad to look at. It makes me rethink, do you really want to make it to 95, 100?
Right now, my current goal is 9 a.m.
You know what? I'm right there with you. Well, I mean, I have to. That's what they tell me in those meetings I go to.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Yeah. I just took a take a breath. Not necessarily foggy when you look out your window, but there are some foggy areas out there this morning. And just enough drizzle to get the windshield wipers going at times. So today, mostly cloudy on this President's Day holiday with a high. I've got us at 69 today. Rain chance 20% or less daytime. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tonight, especially late tonight. And continuing Tuesday and Tuesday night. 58 tonight, 74 tomorrow. Cooler behind the front on Wednesday with some leftover showers. Then another surge of rain Wednesday night into Thursday. And a cold, miserable, horrible, wretched rain. Thursday time may be 53. Right now this morning, cloudy skies 52 with drizzle in the area at 639.
Cold, miserable, and wretched. There you go. It's 638. If you find yourself in a fender bender, remember Montgomery Paint and Body has built their reputation not only on state-of-the-art technologies and talented people, but an ethic. That is their founding principle, if you will, and that is to do a thorough and complete assessment of the damage on a vehicle and commitment to repair all of it, and not just part of it or stuff that only they would know, the owner wouldn't. They played it straight from day one, and they have literally compelled the rest of the business to do it by the book. But they wrote the book, and that's why you should take your car to them. Donnie and us and Brandon do a fantastic job in taking cars that have been either cosmetically damaged or accordioned up really good and returning them to their showroom look. That's what they strive for. Good as new, maybe better. Not an idle commitment. That's just what they look to do at Montgomery Paint and Body each and every time. Their number is 27REC with a W for MPB. Again, on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Now, who needs them?
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic President's Day, so we don't have the volume of cars we normally have, but we do have a good bit on the roads this morning. Light to moderate traffic around the boulevard. Some congestion at a few of the major intersections, I-65 and 85. We've got moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery this morning. Please use caution wherever you are on your ride in. And on Highway 31, right in front of Baptist Hospital in Prattville, they have both lanes of 31 shut down for a few minutes. A disturbed person in the road. Authorities are dealing with this person, trying to get them out of the road. Hopefully, they've already got it back open. But if you're stuck on 31 trying to get by Baptist in Prattville, just be advised that that's what the situation is. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, GameStop, Lenmark, Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's showtime.
All right, we are waiting to connect with the gang at Alabama Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32. Ladies and gentlemen, start your television sets. Here's some good news.
Okay. I'm ready.
We now lead the world in reduction of CO2 emissions.
Oh.
Largest decline in energy-related CO2 emissions in 2019 on a per-country basis.
I think China is still...
Yeah, Asia, India.
You know...
Here we go.
What's the most unprofessional thing you've done at work?
This is going to get interesting. Someone asked this on Twitter and people responded with taking a Skype interview with another company, making cupcakes with X-Lax because people kept stealing their lunch, and someone who actually roasted a whole chicken at their desk.
I give props to the person that roasted a whole chicken because sometimes you just don't have time to make dinner at home, but the whole cupcakes thing is making me nervous about our next potluck. Let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. We will tiptoe through this subject because most of these we're not even going to talk about. You know, that's all.
I really want to talk about number six.
I have to wait till my cases are adjudicated and then I can share openly.
Yeah, statute of limitations.
I would say losing my cool.
Yes.
You know, we've all done that. And then you.
Oh, have we?
You're not here.
All right, Mr. Constant.
You're not here at 5:15 in the morning when that copy machine.
The printer.
Yeah. And, you know, it's got like 500 doors. I don't know why they just don't make a simple copier anymore.
Yeah.
And it always has an arrow pointing to where the paper jam is.
Right.
But it's like trying to break into King Tut's tomb because you open it, well, there's nothing there. There must be a different door.
Yeah.
And you're trying all of these entry points and you still can't find the paper that's stuck. Eventually you do, but in the meantime, I admit that I have not only lost my temper but used inappropriate language in venting my frustration in the machine. But that's...
Yeah, well, you know, we've all done that and wished we hadn't later. But I've said a few colorful words, many with four letters.
Yeah, I mean, that's... how about you guys? Is technology the thing that gets you triggered?
This isn't technology failing, and you guys are going to know exactly what I'm talking about. This isn't terribly unprofessional, but it's just a pet peeve of mine. We have, like, certain things in the studio that all of us use whenever we're anchoring our newscasts, okay. And when people change the background pictures to something that's just not professional, like, I don't want to be holding the iPad and then, like...
Look down and see a selfie.
Well, like, a picture of a selfie someone sticking their tongue out while I'm trying to read a serious news story. That's not super unprofessional, but it grinds my gears a little.
No, I've had people behind the camera doing stuff to try to make me,
Now, who's been the victim of unprofessional behavior?
Okay.
This is true. I was...
this is a safe space.
Are we sure?
Well, this didn't happen here. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this to you guys, but I used to work in Miami.
Miami? Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Miami, Ohio.
First time hearing of it.
And I was on, I was doing an evening shift, and I guess the program director, assistant program director, liked me. And one night I'm on the air in the middle, doing a break, and she comes in and I got pantsed.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Well, that's better than some of the things on this list. We'll stop there on
that. Well, I mean, it's kind of unfair. I mean, if I would never do that to anybody.
That's awful.
And that we're talking a while back before everybody got hypersensitive on that, workplace behavior.
That would happen to people in the seventh grade normally.
While we have a panel right now, I have some ideas that I'd like to run past you guys.
All right.
You tell me if this is unprofessional.
Okay. Sure. We're all ears.
Because, okay, so when we have, like, our company potlucks and stuff, you know how sometimes we'll bring stuff in and, like, plug it in the crock pot?
Sure.
I've had the idea since then. I like to drink smoothies in the morning,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want to go home and make them every morning. Would it be okay for me to bring my blender to work?
Take your blender to work day.
Back there? Yeah, like if I bring my blender to work and make them in between, is that okay?
As long
as of course.
The break room, not at my desk.
Because you know some people would be out there in the middle of the newsroom while we're doing a Facebook Live.
Making it at your desk. No, I feel like it might be okay.
Faulkner brought the bread machine last week and made a loaf of bread.
Oh, he made that here?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I thought someone just...
That's cool.
That's why I felt like since people bring food in.
Just clean up after your mess. So.
Why did I just make food here? So I'm glad that...
Just don't bring the blender.
I'll be sure to make them when you go on your break.
We're never getting breakfast from the blue one.
That's true. We have to start some kind of... I'll start with the smoothies, and we'll see if we can maybe build up a roster from there.
Don't bring the blender in the studio because Mark will be mad.
Yes. I'm sure.
Words of the wise.
I'll steer clear of the studio. I'll leave to the break room.
All right, guys. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. Y'all have a great Monday.
Okay. We'll see you later.
And if you want to hear more from our friends, make sure you tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Okay, up next we got the Cheap and Chassis.
The Chassis.
She got a classy Chassis.
Yeesh.
She's 46. 646. Wow, we ran a little bit later with them today, didn't we? First, though, your Fox News replay, and then we'll be back with that.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. 14 Americans on charter flights evacuating a quarantine cruise ship in Japan arriving in California and Texas are diagnosed with coronavirus.
All 300 passengers will be under quarantine for the next 14 days. As for those passengers with the virus, the State Department explains that these individuals were moved to a specialized containment area on the evacuation aircraft.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. More than 1,100 former Justice Department officials sign a statement calling on Attorney General William Barr to resign over his intervention in the Roger Stone case.
Stone, a confidant of President Trump, was convicted in November of witness tampering and lying to Congress. The U.S. Attorney's Office recommended a 7 to 9 year sentence. President Trump publicly complained about that sentence. The next day, Barr's team at the Justice Department pulled back the sentence, arguing it was too tough.
Fox's David Spund. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood.
David Attell. Good evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the President's Day edition of the Cheap and Trash and Newstalk 93.1 FM. We'll get to the box office in a second. Big moment yesterday. I guess they got to rerun the race because of weather today.
Yeah, 20 laps left at 3 o'clock our time.
That's got to be weird to pick up a race where they stopped.
Yeah.
Oh, they had to stop it so many times yesterday for a shower. It was awful.
The president did a flyby at the racetrack, and then the limo, the president goes around in the beast and lap on the track. And
Daytona International Speedway, we love our country, and it's truly an honor to be with all of you at the Great American Race. Gentlemen, start your engines.
By the way, the beast went around the track the wrong way.
The wrong way?
Well, I hope they gave it a ticket. We can't have that. That's a terrible.
Why would they go the wrong?
I don't know. Whoever was driving didn't get the right instructions or something.
Sonic the Hedgehog was the big box office.
Yeah.
$57 million. Is that the one that Jim Carrey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is the most movie, a video game based license type thing has ever made.
Oh, is that what Sonic is? I only have Pokemon Go on my
phone. Yeah, no. Sonic's a video game.
Oh, yeah. Read about it on TikTok.
Birds of Prey, after 2 weeks, still hasn't met expectations what they thought it would debut with in its first week, $17 million. Fantasy Island, $12 million, not impressed. The Photograph, I don't even know what that is.
It's a rendering of something that's real in life. It's taken from a camera.
Oh. But that's not
important right now. Yeah.
Bad Boys for Life, still doing big box office. It's number 5 with $11 million. 1917 did another 8, and it's up to $144 million. I'm glad to see that.
Can't wait for it to come out.
Justin Bieber admits that he was reckless and wild with Selena Gomez.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
And the trending video of him shaving his mustache now, right?
We need a life. If that's the trending video in this country.
It's all about the TikTok.
I haven't looked at my account today. I got too many social media things going on between that and, my Instagram and my Instapony and all the rest.
Instapony. What did Biden say?
Lying pony soldier or something. Lying dog-faced pony soldier, I believe is it. Madden 2020 did simulations with Tom Brady playing on all NFL teams, and the only one that he won the Super Bowl with was the Philadelphia Eagles.
Interesting.
Why are they so obsessed with Tom Brady?
I mean, he's got that many Super Bowl wins. What's he going to do? It didn't look. It's going to takes more than a quarterback to build a team.
I think there's a lot of hatred for him because of his deflated balls. That's just my opinion.
Well, yeah, there's that too.
The first Stranger Things 4 teaser is out. Hopper is alive.
Yes.
The greatest breakup songs of all time, a list that comes out after Valentine's Day. What do you think is number one on this?
What is it again? What was the category?
Greatest breakup songs of all time.
Oh after greatest breakup songs.
I'd have to think about
what's
that.
What would qualify?
I'll count down the top three we can discuss.
All right. Over. Give me something.
I Can't Make You Love Me by Bonnie Raitt.
Oh.
I don't know that.
I'm thinking of something more angry.
Well, then here it comes.
Number two. Alanis Morissette.
That's
what I figured. You ought to know.
Yours is number two.
Oh, my gosh.
And number one.
Purple Rain by Prince.
Interesting. Hey, was Hit the Road Jack on there? On that list at all?
Good question. Ain't No Sunshine, Someone Like You, I Want Your Back, Since You've Been Gone, Ms. Jack. Hit the Road Jack should be on this list.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Ain't.
And, of course,
Ain't No Sunshine, jeez.
The incredibly overplayed I Will Survive by Glorious.
Oh, God. First
plus it was a disco song. Starts out with this maudlin
it's
open.
It's like she was in the room.
Is that Memorex?
I think the stuff that we've had is sort of a walking pneumonia.
Oh, yeah.
Minus the boogie-woogie.
Exactly. Yeah.
Apparently, Elton John has it. He'd been trying to play through it. Then finally, last night in Auckland, New Zealand. That's the only way to pronounce that. Sounds like a noise you'd make if you were awking something up. He got through an hour and a half of his show and said, I can't do it anymore.
He's on his goodbye tour, and it's gonna end after my life.
Oh, it's going on for a while.
Here's the thing. They don't want to say goodbye. Look at the Stones. Oh. They're going to be doing concerts when they're 80 if they're still around.
Sure.
And nothing wrong with that either. Let's see. Almost 90,000 people requested tickets for the Kobe Bryant Memorial, but the Staples Center only holds 20,000. Most of those seats will be taken up by family, celebrities, NBA officials, and more. Michael Bloomberg is denying a rumor that broke over the weekend that he was going to ask Hillary Clinton to be vice president.
Yeah.
That's a winning strategy. Right. Harrison Ford says Indiana Jones 5 will start filming this summer.
Yeah, I've heard. In a few months, actually, yeah.
He's he's elderly now. What? How old is he?
Harrison
Ford.
75? There's
been a couple of plane crashes. Yeah. That'll age you.
Here we go. What do we got guesses for?
75.
He was born in Chicago, Illinois. You're very close. What about you, Rich? Got a guess?
Mid-70s, I said.
Well, okay. 77.
All right. Wow, even older than I thought.
He will be 78 in July. Born in Chicago, Illinois. I did not know that.
Netflix is canceling Insatiable. Who's in that?
Don't know.
Is that Alyssa Milano?
I don't think so. I don't really know. I've never watched it. I don't know what that is.
I don't either. I'm just here to report the news, not to explain it. Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Hey, they're open today. So if you've got a little time, wondering, what can I do to make the most out of this day off? Why not get your car to one of the three locations, get the oil change, get a diagnostic checkup on the vehicle. They have state-of-the-art diagnostics at all three locations. Maybe you are ready for tires. These are the kinds of things you can take care of and make a productive day out of a day off. At Don Duncan, customer service above and beyond your highest expectations, so that when you need service, you don't have to inconvenience anybody else. They are there to help you take care of your vehicle. They offer true wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires. They have overstocks on Goodyear and Kelly right now. So you may want to take a few moments out of your day today. They'll quote you a price that includes professional installation. So you got your choice here. Serving Prattville, all of Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's in Millbrook. Downtown at 408 Madison. You'll have no trouble with downtown traffic today. And then on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. Simply the best. 657. Fox News coming up.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. President's Day, not quite as busy on the roads as normal, but we do have a lot of traffic inbound this morning, especially on 231 from Wetumpka. We're seeing some congestion on the Northeast Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway back to Ware's Ferry. A little bit of congestion on I-65 and 85 into downtown Montgomery, but it's mostly moderate to light. Please drive carefully this morning. Just not a lot going on. We do have one accident being reported now at Hope Hole. This is on 65 southbound right at the Hope Hole exit. If you're traveling outbound on 65, be aware of that. And also, we had word a little earlier that Highway 31 in front of Baptist Hospital in Prattville was shut down due to a disturbed person in the road. We haven't got a clear on that yet, so if you're stuck in traffic there, that's what's going on. Just be patient for a few minutes. It's raining savings at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. Toyota Camrys as low as $185 per month with approved credit. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale, but it's also my anniversary month, so we're having our month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Serta's, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale, many at well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal, the Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May.